Okay, Rabbi Yisai, good evening. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash share. We're holding in Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Dalet, that's by Shvi. There are 24 psukim, I believe, in Perek Chav Dalet. And let's begin. Vayidaber Adonai El Moshe Lev, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzaves B'nei Yisrael, command the B'nei Yisrael, Vayikchu Eilecho, they should take to you, Shemen Zayis Zoch, pure olive oil. Kossis that was crushed lamaor for illumination purposes, lahalis ner tamid to be male a constant ner. So drashi tzavas bnei Yisrael zu parshas mitzvahs aneiris. Tzav to bnei command bnei Yisrael the parsha of the mitzvah of the neiris zu parshas vata tzav. Lo nemra meaning the parsha of mitzvahs aneiris. So drashi parshas vata tzav lo nemra el al seidim melechas hamishkan. We said gavid seidim melechas hamishkan. The farish tzorich haMenorah to be mefarish the necessity of the menorah. Chayin mashma, and it's mashma like this. Va'ata soif chalitzavah is bnei Yisrael lakach. You at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu gonna be mitzavah klal Yisrael on this. Shemen zayis zoch shloisha shemonim yotzim in azayis. There are three oils that go out of a olive. Harishon kori zoch. The first olive oil that comes out is called zoch. Pei mefarashim b'menachas pei vavam et olive. There is koyin mimreishu. Tomid mi laila la laila, from night to night, kemoi oilas tomid, shein elo mi yom li yom, like it says in Parshas Pinchas, oilas tomid, it's only from day to day. So tovir, it's from laila to laila. Pasa gimel, mi chutz la feroiches ha'edus, outside the feroiches ha'edus, be oil moid and oil moid, yarech oisei aroin, aroin shall arrange it, me erev ad boike, from the evening to the morning, lefnei Hashem, tomid, before Hashem, constantly. Chukas oil madar zechem, it's a eternal choik for your generations. So drash the ferechas eidos shalofneya orin shukari eidos. That's before the orin, which is called the eidos. Rabbi Seinu Doshu al ner maravi. The Chazal Dashan is going on the western ner shu eidos l'chol boya oilam. That the Gemara says in Shabbos chav beis on beis. That's the eidos, the testimony to any big people that come to the world. Shashchina shoyer by Yisrael. That shchina shoyer by Klal Yisrael. Shenoisin by shemen kamidas chaverisei. Puts in shemen the amount of all the other ones. That's where he started. That's what he finished. But he finished by that one. So that's an edus to boi oilam that shchina shori b'Yisrael. Yarech oisei aron umerav ad boikir. Yarech oisei aricha haruya lemidas kol alayla. He has to arrange an amount that's roi for the whole night. V'shira chacham chatzid like shema l'chol ner v'ner. The Gemara says in Menachos Mepeites, it's a half a like shema for each candle. Ven kedai after lele to kufas tevis. This is even for the long nights of Teves. Umidazu hukfulahem. The Gemara says in Menachos Petes, that was a set amount of that was established of a chatzi loik shemen. Pasuk Dalid. Ala menoira tahoira on the pure menoira yarech es haneiros. He shall arrange the neiros. Lefnei Hashem, before Hashem, tamid, constantly. Vakashem menoira tahoira, she zohov Torah, which was totally complete gold. Pure gold. Dover Acher al Tara shel menorah. It's going on the Tara of the menorah. Shemetara umedash natchila mina efer. That he purifies it and he cleans it out from the ashes. Pasuk Hey, v'lokach la soiles. You shall take fine flour. V'ofisa isoh. You shall bake it. Shtei mesri chalis. 12 chalis. Shnei esroinim yieh hachalo echos. One chalis should be 2 esroinim. Zok Rashi. Oh, Shtokan Rashi. Pasuk Vov. V'samto isom, you shall put them shtayim arochis, sheish amarochis. You shall make 2 arrangements, 6 on each arrangement. Ala shulchan atohor, on the pure shulchan, lefnei Hashem, that's before the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi vov, sheish amarochis, sheish chalos amarochis achas. There are 6 chalos to each arrangement. Hashulchan atohor shall zov torah, which is from complete pure gold. Dover acher al tari shall shulchan, it's the purity of the shulchan. That the snifin are the branches that are on the side should not lift up the lechem from on top of the shulchan. It has to be mamish on the shulchan itself. Shouldn't be chatzitza. Pasuk Zayin. V'nasata l'amareches levoina zaki. You should put on this arrangement pure frankincense. V'hoysa l'alechem la'askoro. It should be as a remembrance, bread as a remembrance. Isha l'Hashem, a fire offering to Ribbono Shel Olam. V'nasat al amarochis l'kdashi al kol achas mishtei amarochis. You should put on each one of each arrangement. Harei shnei bezichi levoino meloi koimetz l'chol achas. It's the 2 bezichi levoino, which is 1 koimetz for each one. V'hoisa levoino azois. This levoino, this frankincense, should be the lechem laskoro, There's no remembrance from the lechem to gevoya to the hegdish at all. Ella levoyin nikteres. The levoyin of the frankincense gets brought up and caused to be go up in smoke. Kishem esalkanayz v'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. When you remove it every Shabbos, vili zikarin lechem. That's a zikrin lechem. Shal yodahu niska lemayla. Through that, it's remembered in heaven. Kekoymitz shuas karo lemincha. Just like koymitz is a remembrance for the mincha, so to over here, this is a zikarin for the lechem. Pasuk ches. B'yoyma Shabbos, b'yoyma Shabbos. Yarchenu lifnei Hashem tamid. On Yoyma Shabbos, he shall set it up constantly before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Me'ez b'nei Yisrael, from the b'nei Yisrael, bris Olam, an eternal covenant. Pasuk tes, v'hoysa le'aron levonov. It shall be to Aaron and his sons. V'achaluhu b'makim kodesh. They should eat it in a holy place. Kodesh, ki kodesh kadoshim hu loy. It's kodesh kadoshim for him. May ishi Hashem from the fire offerings of the Ribbono Shel Olam, chok olam an eternal choik. So Rashi v'hoisa mincha zois. This mincha shabisha called dovra bo minat tavua bechalal mincha. Anything that comes from tavua from grain, that's nichlal in mincha. V'achlu musav al alechem. This goes on the lechem shu loshin zocher, which is a loshin zocher. Pasuk yud vayetze ben isha yisraelis. A man, the son of a Jewish woman, is Yisraelis, Vehu ben Ish Mitzri, and he was his father was a Mitzri. He went out b'soich b'nei Yisrael from the midst of b'nei Yisrael. Vayinotzu b'machane ben Yisraelis v'isha Yisraelis. So they fought in about the iske machane, as she says, about the sakam of the camp who fought the Ben Israelis and the Isha Israeli? Lomaz and Rashi, what's going on here? But Yetzi Ben Isha Israelis, Frek Rashi, Mehechan Yotze, where did he go out? Rabbi Levi, Oimer Mei Loma Yotze, went out from his Oilam, Achloikas, it means either Oilam Hazeh or Oilam Aboy lost his Chelik. Rebrachia Oimer, Rebrachia said, Mi Parsha Shalamayla Yotze, he went out from the Parsha was just mentioned before. Ligleg Va'omar, he said, Beyoima Shabbos Yarchenu. Derech HaMelech Lechol Paschama B'chol Yoim. He says the derech of a king is to eat fresh hot bread every single day. Oishem B'pastay Nenesh Al Tisha Yomim. What? Or he wants to eat cold bread from 9 days ago. B'tmiya. Umasnisa Amra. So that's the pshat is over here. He went out for the Parsha Shabbos. He was malaglig and he was making fun. He's saying what? The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to eat. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't eat. But that was his problem. He didn't understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to eat 9-day-old bread. Every day the Melech gets fresh bread. Masnisa Amr in the Brice it says, Mi Beis Dina Shel Moshe Yotze Mechuyev. He went out from the Beis Dina Moshe, he was Mechuyev. Balita Oyele B'Soich Machne Don. He wanted to pitch his tent in the camp of Don. Amr Loi, they said, Matif Chalakan, where do you come over here? Amr Lem, Bim Nois Don Oni. My mother came from Sheva. Don, I want a Chalik. Amr Loi, Ish Al Digloi Ba'achas. Ba'oises Lepes Avoisam. He said, no, it says Ish Ksiv. Meaning a man, not a woman. So dafka, if you're a man, you get a chelik, but not a woman. Nichnas lebeis dinah shel Moshe. He went into the beis din of Moshe. V'yotze mechuyev. He went out. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechayev him. Omad v'gidev. He went out and he started blaspheming and making and cursing out the Ribbono Shel Olam's name. This is the parsha from the Mekalel. So how did it happen? Three pshatim Rashi brings. Ben ish mitzri. Who ha mitzri shargam Moshe? Who was his father? That was the mitzri. Remember way back when in Chumash Shmos. That Moshe Rabbeinu killed. B'soich b'nei Yisrael, melamich in his gair. This teaches you that he was in his gair. Vayinotzu b'machna al iskei machna, fighting over the iskei machna.
Why would he have his gair if his father's a
guy? Oh, that's a good question. Chayro. So good to Oral Maisa. Why do you have to be a gair if his father's a guy? So Ramban answers that question. He asks, Aiva ben ish Yisraelis hoye nochri abol bas Yisrael of Lach and his guy kosher matzorch his guy Eli Pinix kasha, yeah. Mechavent Ramban tirtz Ramban shemasha omrush in his guy enoshi itzarch begeris doesn't mean he needed geiris. El kakol Yisrael shenichnus lebris milo bebris bemilo v'tfil v'atzoyis dom shasmanto. He says it was just like Klal Yisrael. What was their geiris? They were nichnas into bris and to tefila and atzoyis dom at the time of Matan Torah, and he also did that. The Ramban says. Ramban says he didn't go after his mother. He stayed with he didn't go after his father. He was a guy. He stayed with his mother. That's one teretz. And Toisus teretzu the Sivzucham brings this din that we know that the Vlad goes after the mother. That's only after Matan Torah, says Toisus. But before Matan Torah, he went after the father. When he was born, they didn't do a meal on him because he was an Egyptian. And later on, he was Nisgadl. He got older, so he was Megar on his own. So Agav, nowadays the Arabs hold, even if the mother's Jewish, but if the father's an Arab, the kid's an Arab. But that's Kilo what the Shita was, Koyd Matan Torah, this is saying. That went Basar over. But nowadays, Avad, if you know the mother's Jewish, the mother's Jewish. Okay, it was a good question, and Ramban Barsham answers it together with the Tosfos. The Isha Yisraeli, Zeh Shekenegda Shemicha by Mita Oloi. Who's this Yiddish person? He was the one that was Meicha against him, he against this person from pitching his tent, he says, and Shuldix, you don't have a Chelikish. State Ish, State Ish Al Digler by Isis Lebes Avoisim, you come from a mother, your mother, not from your father. Oh, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So what was his reaction? What did he do? This Ben Isha Yisraelis, son of the Mitzri, and the mother was Jewish, he cursed the Ribono Shel Olam's name. Vayikalel, and he cursed. Vayaviu Oisel Moshe, they brought him to Moshe. Vashem Imoy, now the Torah is Mepharsim. You know who his mother was? Shloimis Bas Divri. Lamate Don. Her mother was Shloimis, the daughter of Divri, from the Shevet of Don. Zotter Rashi, what's going on here? Vayikoiv, Kitarguma Yuforish. Shenokav Shem Amiyuchad Vegidev. He specified and he said the Shem Amiyuchad Ribono Shel Olam. Vahu Shem Amiforish, Shem Amisina. How did he know it? Rashi says he heard it at Har Sinai. He heard that and he said it out, specifically spelled it out. He said it out, and that's why he gets, and that was his own, that was his Averu. And the Pasuk is Mepharsim, V'shem Imoy Shloimis Bas Divri, Shvochen Shel Yisrael. The Torah is telling you the praise of Klal Yisrael. Shepirsim HaKos of Lazu, Loimar Shehi Levada Hoysa Zoyna. The Torah says her name to tell you she was the only Zoyna in Klal Yisrael. Don't think there were other Zoynas in Klal Yisrael. Name. There was one, and I'm telling you the name, Torah says. L'netzach, the name was Shem Imoy Shloimish Bas Difri L'matei Don. No sveikas, nothing. She was the only one. Shloimis, well, why was she called Shloimis? The Havas Pitpata. She used to be Mefatfet and like
chatter.
She used to say Shalom Alecha, Shalom Aloch, Shalom Alecha, and everybody she saw, she greeted with Shalom. She believed in Havi Makdim L'chol Adam, Shalom L'chol Adam, and to men also. Mifatfetas B'dvarim, Shayelas B'Shalom Akol. How you doing? How's everything? And Bas Divri Dabronis Leisa. She was a Yenta. Midaberesim Kol Adam. She liked to talk with everybody. Leficha Kilkula Meila. The next Madarga, if you shmuz with everybody, you say hello to everybody. It's Kilkula. She was Mazana. Lamate Don Magid. Sheherosha goyim gnai loy. It teaches you that a rosha's goyim himself gnai laaviv, a gnai for his father, gnai leshiftoi, and a gnai for his shevet. Kayotziboy, it says aliyav ben rechisamach lamatei don. Over there, it's shevach loy. It's a praise to him. Shevach laaviv and shevach leshiftoi. So it works both ways. You cause yourself shevach, your father shevach, and your shevet shevach. And if not the opposite, over here was the opposite. It was goyim gnai. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayanichuhu Bamishmor. They locked them up. Lifroish Lohem Al Pi Hashem, to be mefarish and to be explained. The Targum says disporish, to find out what his chiv was. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Avad and Moshe knew that they knew he was chayv misa. They just didn't know which misa. So Drashav Yanichu Levadai, self confinement, alone. V'loy Yinich Mekoyshe Shimon. They didn't put the Mekoyshe, the one that was Mekoyshe Shetzim on Shabbos with him. It says they were both at the same time. They knew the Mekoyshe was b'misa. They didn't know which misa. It says afakert. It's who Omar. I made a mistake. By the Mekoyshe, they knew he was chayv misa. They just didn't know which one. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Rashi says, but by the Mekalel, they didn't know b'chlal if he's chayv misa or not. So maybe they locked him up. That was the chiluk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe Leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Hoytzei es haMekalel michutz laMachane. Take out this cursor, this Mekalel outside the Machane. V'samchu kol hashomim es yedeim al roishoy. All the people that heard him should be Saimech, and Smicha we know is called Koichai all the time. Nigmar says, they should be Saimech, their hands on his head. V'rogmu oisikol eidim, then they should be Rogim him, stone him. So Rashi, Hashemim, Elo eidim, these were the eidim. Kol lahavias at the yonim, these are the yonim. Esidim, oimim loy. Domach beroishcha, vein anu nenoshim bimisoscha. It's your own blood on your head. You're responsible for your death, and we're not going to get punished for it. Sha'ata geramta locha, you're the one that caused it for yourself. Means kol eida means even it's b'maimed in front of everybody. From here you learn out shesluche shel adam kemoisei, which is interesting. Rashi says somewhere else in Shas that he learned from a different place. Al kaponim, this is that's all arichas in Gemara and Kedushin of Memalef. But here Rashi says here you learn out shesluche shel adam kemoisei. This is the makor. Pasuk tezvov. Vel b'nei Yisrael, to the b'nei Yisrael, to daber leimor, speak to them, saying, ish, ish, any man, ki yakal el elokov, if he's going to call his God, v'nosa cheta, he shall bear his sin. It's like Rashi, v'nosa cheta, b'koris, k'she'ein asro. What does he get? He gets koris when there's no asro. Pasuk tezayin, v'noikev shem Hashem, if someone is mefarish, and he specifies the shem Hashem, mois yumos, he shall surely be put to death, rogoim yirgam uvoi, kol ha'eda, all the people should stone him. Kager, like the ger, ke'ezrach, has the same din as an ezrach, benokv Hashem yumas, if he's mefarish the shem Hashem, and then he's makal him, so he's chayiv misa. So Rashi, noikiv shem, ein echayiv at shifaris as Hashem, v'loi makal bukini, he has to mefarish the name, not that he's makal with a nickname. V'noikiv loshin klola, kamoi mo ekoiv, like it says by Bilam. And that's a quote from the Gemara Sanhedrin and Vovam et Aleph. Pasuk Yudzayin, V'ish ki yake kol nefesh odom, any man that will smite any person, mois yumas, he shall surely be put to death. So Rashi v'ish ki yake l'fishanema, it says mak ish v'meis. Ein li ela shahorag, as an ish, this is someone that killed a person. Isha v'kot minayin, let's say Chas Shom killed an isha v'kotom. How do you know that he's chayiv? Talmud loimer kol nefesh odom, doesn't matter, any nefesh odom, whether it's an isha v'kotom, doesn't make a difference. Pasuk yudches, umak ein nefesh behemo, Yishalmeno, and someone that's make, he smites the nefesh of an animal, he shall pay nefesh tachas nefesh, he shall pay a nefesh instead of a nefesh, which means momen. Pasuk yutes, v'ish ki yiten mum ba misoy, any person that will put a blemish in his friend, kasher also, like he did, kenya yosloy shall be done to him. Pasuk chof, shever tachas shever, Targum says, tavro chalof tavro, meaning breaking instead of a break. Ayin tachas ayin, eye for an eye, shein tachas shein, and a tooth for a tooth. It obviously doesn't mean literally. It means the mum in the Gemara, so we saw in Parshas Mishpatim, kasher yiten mum ba'odam, ken yinasen bay, like he put a mum, a blemish in a person, so it shall be done to him. So Rashi, ken yinasen loy, boy, perish rabbi seinu, bavakamad af peidalit, she'ein an esinas mum mamish. What we spoke about, it's about enough blemishing him, giving him mamish a mum. El tashlumei mamun, it's to pay money. Shaman oisake eved, he shats him up like an eved. Lekach kosa by loshen asina, says loshen asina. Dover hanosin miyad liyad, it's something that's given over from one hand to the next, which means money, obviously. Pasuk chaf aleph by maftir, umake vehema yishalmeno, if someone is make, kills an animal, he shall pay. Umake odom yuma, someone hits, it kills a person, he shall be put to death. So Rashi, Maka Behem Yishalmeno, Lemaila Divi Bohirik Behem, there before it was talking about if he kills an animal. V'chkan Divi Bo'isib Bo'chabur, here it's talking about when he makes a chabur, he doesn't kill him, it's Mamash HaMaka. Umaka Yodam Yumas Afilu Lo Yehargo, even if he didn't kill him. Ela Asa Bo'i Chabur, he made a chabur by him. Shalei Nemer Kan Nefesh, it doesn't say Nefesh. Umaka Yodam Yumas Afilu Lo Yehargo, it's talking about a person that hits his father or his mother, Chas Hashom. Ubola Kishal Maka Behem, he's compared to a Maka Behemo, Maka Behemo Mechaim, just like Maka Behemo as well, they're still alive. Maka Yodam Bechaim, it's also Mechaim when he's alive. Prat l'make alachar misas. Prat if he somehow hits him after he's dead. Fisher metzino shemakal loy alachar misachayv. We find if someone curses his father after he's dead, Rachman l'slan he's chayv misa. He's chayv. Hutzruch loy b'makas shepoter. By makas has to tell you no, you potter. Umabe behemah b'chabolo. Just like a behemah has to be a chabolo. Shem ain't chabolo. Ain't tashlumin. There's no chabolo. There's no tashlumin. Af make of vein chayv. At sheyase b'chabur. Here also he has to make a chabur. Pasuk chof. Beis mishpat echad yilochem. There should be one mishpat for you. Kager keezrach. The ger is like the ezrach. Yiye shall be. Ki ani Hashem elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. So Rashi ani Hashem elokeichem. Elokai elokei kolchem. I am the God of all of you. Keshem shani meyachet shmi aleichem. Just like I meyachet my name on you. Kachani meyachet el agerim. So too I meyachet on gerim. That's kager keezrach. Pasuk of Gimel. And with that we finish pasuk. Perek of Dalin, so there's really only 23 psukim. We said there was 24, there's really 23. Vayedaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. Vayetziu es ha-makal lel michutz la-machaneh. They took the makal outside the camp. Vayirgamu oisei oven, and they stoned him. Uvnei Yisrael also kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. Bnei Yisrael did like Hashem had commanded Moshe. Tzok Rashi, Uvnei Yisrael also kol ha-mitzvah amura beskilo. b'mokim acher, to all the mitzvah that's said by skilo, which what is said by skilo, the chia pushing him, regima stoning him with tli and then hanging him, hadron aloch, pashas emor.